Good morning and welcome back into The Point. Thank you so very, very much for joining us here in what is now 8:35 and what is now time for our Positive Points on Aging. This is the segment every Tuesday that we very proudly bring you, where we have our good friends from Oakleaf Village, Karen Pickard, and also Marsha Clayman Garrett coming on in. Well, today it's Karen in the studio. Yeah. Happy to see you. Good morning.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, we missed you last week, but glad you're here with us this week. And you've been gone for a couple of weeks.
I've been gone for a few weeks.
Yeah. So you've been on hiatus, as we say in the business.
Hiding from everybody.
Yes.
Trying to. But, working last week up in Wilmington was really hard. I love it up there. That's where I'm from, basically.
Yeah.
So it was nice to go back.
Good. Yeah. Very, very nice. Well, we're glad to have you back here also.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming on in here. And we're going to talk today about DME. Now, that is not a rap band.
Nope.
That is not a sports league.
Nope.
The DME, that is durable medical equipment. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Exactly what it sounds like. Durable medical equipment is, it has to be durable, obviously,
sure,
meaning it's got to withstand repeated use.
Mm-hmm.
It has to serve a medical purpose.
Right.
The E or M, and it has to be appropriate for in-home use. Although it could be used outside of the house, like a scooter or something like that.
Okay.
And likely it's going to last at least 3 years.
You know, I'm going to throw some things at you, and you can tell me, does this qualify? Like, mom's got the air thing at her house that produces oxygen.
Concentrator. It could.
Is that DME?
It could be.
Mom also has the portable oxygen tanks.
Yes.
Is that DME?
Yes.
Okay. Mom has a scooter, although she is at my house.
Right.
She doesn't keep it at her house, but she has a scooter. So that's all the stuff that we're talking about.
That's all the stuff we're talking about. But I will tell you, I am just scratching the surface here. So what I give people today, please either go talk to the professionals about this or Google it. And any of you listening who are in the DME business, which I'm sure there's some of you out there.
Sure.
I apologize in advance, but I'm going to do the best that I can to kind of describe the industry, how it's covered under Medicare, and how you can qualify to get stuff.
Yeah, I will tell you that this is something that's interesting because I don't know what Medicare covers and what Medicare doesn't cover and this and that. And I mean, you need to do your research and things like that. But I will tell you, I'll give you one example. When it comes to traveling, like we travel, we go down to see my sister in Florida, take mom with us and this and that. And they give us a portable oxygen concentrator that you could charge right in the car while you're driving and things like that.
Wonderful?
It's phenomenal. They're not loud. They're not spacious. I mean, they're not bulky anymore. And they've gotten to the point where they're very convenient to carry around and they recharge pretty quickly.
Yes.
So she's actually able to plug it in at night and use it at night or when we're in the car for the long drive. So that prevents us from having to load up the huge concentrator that she has in her house.
Right. And the huge concentrator is great for her home, and she's got
Because it recharges all the portable ones.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting.
Yeah.
It charges all the portable ones. You don't have to take those gosh-awful tanks with you everywhere anymore that are dangerous.
Yeah.
And so, it's a wonderful system that we have now.
So those are really important. The thing that I would recommend, not knowing a whole lot about this industry and not knowing what's covered and what's not covered. Karen, you got to find out. People, do your homework on this. Listen to some of the tips we're going to get from Karen today, because the quality of life that can be improved for someone that you love, it's just a situation where, look, you can't be blamed because you don't know what's out there. But make the phone call. Find out what's out there that can help with someone you love.
And absolutely. And I mean, some things are not completely covered. Some things you're renting and you pay 20%.
Right.
And there's all kinds of variables out there. But your quality of life can be improved greatly if you know what you can and can't get. Cost is usually covered by Medicare. After you've met your Part B deductible, you can only end up paying 20%, which I just said, which is really nice. Medicare pays for different kinds of DME equipment in different ways, and depending on what type of equipment it is. You may need to rent it, you can buy it, or you may be able to choose whether you want to rent or buy. So, are you already confused? Because I am. I mean, there's just too much going on out there.
Right, right.
Medicare will only cover your DME equipment if your doctor and the DME suppliers are enrolled in Medicare.
Right.
And that's something that changed a few years, several years back. It used to be a lot of people could sell DME equipment. Now they're only Medicare certified DME providers.
Gotcha.
Doctors and suppliers have to meet strict standards to be enrolled and to stay enrolled in Medicare. If your doctor or supplier isn't enrolled, Medicare won't pay the claims. So be aware of that and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. Most people's providers are covered under Medicare, but make sure that the supplier of the equipment is.
And there are not, as I have found out, unfortunately, if you're not covered, and there's not a lot of options once you find out you're not covered.
Yeah,
it can be late. Pretty frustrating. Yeah, it can be pretty frustrating with that. So that might even go into the conversation you when you decide to pick which plan you're yes. going to pick on Medicare. That might be something. And we've got our guy here at the radio station, Tim Hanbury, Medicare Blueprint.
Right.
When you talk to Tim's team, you might want to say, well, look, listen, this is something that we're dealing with mom or with dad or whomever, and we want to see, what plan do you have that might really help on the equipment side?
Right.
Yeah.
Because, we run into things with medications and placement agencies and all kinds of things when it comes to Medicare, and there's just so much out there that unless you really do like Tim does, I can't answer most of your questions. I'm just going to say, well, this is what I would do, and I'd probably call Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's really.
And he's, this is, he literally did write a book on this. There's a book out there.
Yes.
He wrote the book,
Actually,
Medicare Blueprint.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's excellent. Excellent. So,
it's still confusing, but it's very good.
Yeah. Well, at least it puts it into terms that someone like I can understand, right. Which helps.
Yeah.
So.
To be covered by Part B, a DME company must be prescribed by your, or DME must be prescribed by your primary care physician, as we just said. And if you're in a skilled nursing facility or in a hospital, DME is then covered under Part A, Medicare. So it can be covered under Medicare Part B, or it can be covered under Medicare Part A. It depends on where you are. And it also depends on whether you have original Medicare or if you have an Advantage plan. The types of Medicare covered equipment would be the same, but the examples would be things like the walkers, the wheelchairs, mm-hmm. hospital beds, power scooters, oxygen equipment, things like that, which you were just asking about. Under the durable medical equipment, all prosthetics, orthos, uh-huh. and supplies, which is called DMEPOS category, Medicare also covers things like prosthetics, devices that work internally. That might be maybe a pacemaker or something like that. They also cover artificial legs, arms, and eyes, which you don't think about, but there are people who do need those and
yes.
to be covered.
Sure, there are.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Orthotics like rigid or semi-rigid limbs, arms, and backs, and neck braces. I know when Phil had his back surgery, we were talking about that back in July.
Yeah.
His back brace, which was the state of the art back brace, was covered, and it was wonderful. And so those things are good to know. And then some medical supplies. It can also cover prescriptions for medications, like let's say you have you're a diabetic. The lances and the strips might be covered under that Medicare Part B. So DME may cover some of all these things for self-testing medications or machines. So you just really need to know and delve into it and check with your provider to make sure. There are certain types of equipment that are not covered and will never mm-hmm. be covered.
Like?
They are DMEs that would be equipment that is intended to help you outside of the home. For example, if you can walk a short distance, but you use a scooter somewhere else to get around the house, Medicare is not going to cover a motorized scooter just for you to go to Walmart.
Right.
That's why Walmart has motorized scooters.
Mm-hmm.
And so you better be able to get to from the door to the car or from the car to the door to be able to do that.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to ask you about something that is not covered that I think if there was one thing out there that should be covered that's not, I want to ask you about that. And it really does frustrate me. It has frustrated me, I should say, over the years. So I'll fill you in on that.
Okay.
I want to get everybody caught up on the Fox Business Report. Let's find out how much Brian's portfolio is going to go up or down today. Get you the very latest on that. A whole lot more as we continue our positive points on aging. Karen Pickard with us from Oakleaf Village on The Point.
Mornings. Live.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting today, which is expected to wrap up tomorrow with at least a 0.25% increase in interest rates. It would be the first increase since 2018. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is likely to factor in, as will China's new COVID outbreak. Airlines are sounding more upbeat about the coming travel season. United Airlines Holdings says after the Omicron outbreak in the U.S., demand for travel has exceeded its previous forecast. Delta is raising its outlook for the quarter, even though it will be paying more for fuel. Delta is predicting strong spring and summer travel demand. And Southwest Airlines is seeing improvements this month after Omicron variant-related softness in its business in January and February. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
After 9/11, Saul Martinez couldn't wait to enlist. In Iraq, his vehicle was hit by a projectile improvised explosive device. Saul survived, but he lost both legs, suffered a traumatic brain injury, and lost two close friends. Saul now lives in a smart home from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which gave him back his independence despite his severe physical challenges. Help heroes like Saul. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org.
Dave Ramsey here. Do you want your money to work for you rather than you working for your money? Go see my friends at Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union. They're not a mega bank and have been serving the Midlands since 1936, offering good old-fashioned customer service and free services. They'll look out for your financial well-being. With 14 locations, check them out today at palmettocitizens.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
While my friends and relatives up north hate winter, we have it pretty good down here. I mean, for the most part, we can enjoy being outside most of the year, no matter what season it is. That's why I like to brag about Mint Landscapes. They did the hardscaping outside my home. It looks just incredible. If you've thought about getting some work done, you know, an awesome fire pit, some beautiful pavers, the outdoor lighting, or that retaining wall, get the work done now so you can enjoy it when spring and summer arrive. Online, it's mintlandscapessc.com or call Mint Landscapes now, 629-2924.
A first impression for potential customers can mean everything in business. Hi, Fran Halloran here. Have you thought about taking a trip to Columbia Flag and Sign for a flagpole to proudly display Old Glory in front of your business? Think about how that first impression would impact your customers and then your business. Columbia Flag and Sign has flagpoles for you from 10 feet to 200 feet high. This might actually be the perfect time to show some American patriotism as well. Not from online or a big box store, but from a local company here for 38 years and with flagpoles made here in the good old USA. Let Columbia Flag and Sign come out and even install it for you. They have every flag imaginable, from patriotic to Carolina, Clemson, and so much more. Support local and support American made. Visit Columbia Flag and Sign at 633 Meeting Street in West Columbia or online at columbiaflag.com. Remember, that's 633 Meeting Street in West Columbia or online at columbiaflag.com and tell them the Money Coach sent you.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
Here are your three bacon on bacon quarter pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son. This bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice, tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic Bacon on Bacon Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies, or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Point A to point B.
Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Collisions, U.S. 1 at Linwood and U.S. 1 at Old Farm Road. I-26, 277, 126, and I-20 heavy with congestion. Baker's Sports Pub and Grill, wings, tenders, burgers, more. Two Notch Road across from Columbia Mall, Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 11. Baker's, Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on the point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
So it's 8:51. We're back here on The Point, and it is the Positive Point on Aging. That is a feature we do each and every Tuesday morning. We love doing it also, by the way. Our friends at Oakleaf Village make it possible for us to do that, and we appreciate that very much. Karen or Marsha, come on in and spend time with us each and every Tuesday morning. And Karen Pickard is here with us now from Oakleaf. We've been talking about DME.
Yes.
Let's remind folks what DME is.
Durable Medical Equipment.
Right. So DME... and durable medical equipment. And I told you I had a question for you about something that's not covered, that I don't understand why Medicare, why people don't fight for this and why this is not covered, because I think it's an essential. Hearing aids. I don't understand that. I've dealt with that now with two, with my mother and with my cousin Bobby. And they're extremely expensive.
They're horribly expensive, and they're very necessary.
Exactly. I mean, are you telling me that there are things that are covered that you'd consider essentials, and you don't think that an elderly person or senior's hearing? I mean, my goodness, if they're not able to hear, what happens when the car's coming? What happens, you know, when they're outside? What happens, you know, when they can't hear? Are you okay? Just whatever. I mean, to me, that's an essential part of life. Your glasses, your vision, your hearing. Yes. I mean, that's an essential part of life. I've always been very frustrated, Karen, that they don't cover hearing aids.
And I wish I had an answer for that. I don't understand it either. It makes no sense, because it's also very important to adjust or get along in this life. You have to be able to communicate. So if you can't hear, it's really very difficult, and it really does help. I do think that there's help for like cochlear implants.
Right.
But not for
just
basic.
Yeah, but that's a major procedure.
That's a major thing, but not just for basic hearing aids. And you're looking at anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000.
Trust me, $3,700 in our house with mom. And again, they're not inexpensive, number one. Plus, you do run the risk of them being lost.
That's what I was going to ask.
You got to make sure they're getting charged properly.
Right.
There's battery issues. There's all kinds of stuff like that. So we've done our best with mom to put them on something that where they you'd have to lose a whole, you know, necklace, if you would,
to lose them.
Yeah. So we've put them on something like that. But it's not an easy thing. And of course with mom, and again, this is not the case with a lot of people, so if I'm just internalizing too much, but with mom, you know, she has multiple sclerosis, which means dexterity is not an easy thing for her. She also has COPD, which means she's got the oxygen thing going over her ears also to hold her oxygen in. So she hates the hearing aids, because between glasses and the oxygen, and then she tries to put hearing aids in her ears, it's just too much.
So she's not wearing them.
So she's not wearing them as much as she should. So Kev spent $3,700, and they're sitting in a charger doing nothing.
Right.
And, you know, I wish they were the kind of thing that I could just turn around and say, hey, I'd like to sell these.
And you can't.
No, of course not. They're customized.
They're customized.
Yeah.
They're very person-specific.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work either.
No.
It really is kind of an interesting conundrum.
It is.
I don't know what the answer to that one is, because as I said, I'm still learning about DME here.
Yeah.
So I'm
struggling with that. That's my own personal battle, but it is something that I would love to see changed, only because I think that, again, seniors, hearing is an essential part of life.
It is, absolutely.
If you can, it's one thing if you lost your hearing altogether, it is what it is. But if it's something where, just like glasses can enhance your vision,
right,
hearing aids can enhance your hearing. It's just stupid to not help seniors, because that's an expense that is just a lot of money for people on a fixed income.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how you would go about having that changed, because I think it becomes a political and medical issue
right
at that point. And I don't even know how you go about that. I wanted to go back to some things that are not covered, though, because
sure,
I thought this was interesting. Items that could get thrown away after use are not covered, which I thought, you know, if you have a catheter, the equipment that you use for a catheter, I would think should be covered, but apparently it's not. Face mask, compression stockings. We talk about TED hose a lot at work and people getting those. I would think those would be covered, but they're not. And they should be, because people need those to help with the circulation in their legs. But there's a little caveat here. If you receive home health care, Medicare pays for some disposable services, like intravenous supplies, gauzes, and then catheters if you're getting home health. So it's, again, it goes back to, you have to know each little detail. You got to get into the minutia of all this to figure it out and to talk to somebody who knows what's going on. Modifications of your home are not covered, which in a way is not good. If you live in a house like mine, like we talked about before, somebody stepped down into the sunken living room and tripped and fell.
Oops.
But those modifications would not be covered if I needed to have my house redone to make it more user-friendly if I were in a wheelchair. And I kind of get that, but it would be nice if they would help put ramps up or something like that. But again, that's not covered either.
Right.
Things that are not suitable for your home, and I do understand this, a paraffin bath like you could use in a skilled nursing facility is not something that you'd want in your home, so those are not qualified.
Right.
But that makes sense. Also, though, do keep in mind that Medicaid might cover something that mm-hmm. Medicare is not.
But that's also a situation where you obviously have to qualify for Medicaid.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so it's like a pick your poison. Do I want to be in a situation where I need Medicaid, because that means that you're struggling so much financially that Medicaid and Medicare are two very, very,
very
different animals.
Different things.
Yeah.
Yes.
So keep that in mind.
And it's, again, it keeps going back to what I keep saying. You really need to have somebody to talk to. You can rent or buy DME equipment depending on the type of equipment you need. Most equipment is initially rented, which is always interesting. I hear people talk about they own their hospital beds now, but that's because they paid for it for about 13 months. Medicare covered 13 months of rental. They paid the 80%, you paid the 20%, and then it becomes your equipment after that point. And that's a good deal if you do need something like a hospital bed or a motorized scooter, and you know you're going to need that long term.
Sure.
In certain options, you may be able to buy the DME equipment. Medicare may require that you purchase the equipment if it's something made to fit you. So that's, you know, very specific to you, too. But again, I would encourage people to call someone like Tim and talk to them and find out things, because if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, it's going to be totally different, and you're going to have to follow those rules. You can find out if Medicare covers the equipment or supplies that you need by going to a DME supplier in your area or calling 800-MEDICARE or visiting www.medicare.gov, and those are good ways to find out that information.
And I'm working a plug for Tim Hanbury right now with Medicare Blueprint. His phone number is 708-7398, and he'll do all the work for you.
And
you
know? I really like being able to help tag team with other people that you use on the radio show.
Thanks.
Because they do a good job.
Well, and you know we vetted them. You
right.
know, we know that they're legit. They're good folks. MedicareBlueprint.com is Tim's a website if you need to get that. Speaking of ways to get in touch, how can people find out more if they want to reach you at Oakleaf Village?
803-808-3477 or OakleafVillageLexington.com.
You have played the game well today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very much. Appreciate you and Marsha and everybody at Oakleaf. Want to remind you, coming up, it's Erica and John in just a matter of moments with Your Way Home. Got that for you. And I'll see you this afternoon at 4 o'clock on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A double-digit increase in inflation last month. The Labor Department this morning reports inflation at the wholesale level skyrocketed 10% in February compared to a year earlier. Civilians continue to die at the hands of the Russian military in Ukraine. The Russians have stepped up their bombing of cities across Ukraine, with residential buildings a prime target. A high-rise apartment house in Kiev was hit. Reports of two civilian casualties there. The U.S. is warning China against supporting Putin's war. That's something that U.S. officials say Beijing has done. China's response, correspondent Ken Moritsugu in Beijing.
It basically denied the allegations.